My grandma was very independent and strong and very hardworking. She believed in passing on her cultural knowledge to her children and her grandchildren and anybody in the region who wanted to listen and learn. She was happy to teach and share her traditional ideas.
What are some of the things you'll remember the most about Mary?
I'll remember that she had the biggest laugh and the biggest smile. And when she was teasing with you, she always had a mischief twinkle in her eye. I always remember how she taught us how to split fish, and it was kind of intimidating because she was so good at it. And her salmon fillets were amazing, and ours were just botched, and she was so patient with us.
What are some of the other things you've heard this week since news of her passing was announced?
Oh, a lot of people have been calling and emailing us, just telling us they'd never forget her smile and her laughter, her kindness. Strangers have reached out to us who I didn't even know, and, you know, have passed on condolences about a wonderful woman they met one time in a Gyagi, you know, 30 years ago. They've just been coming out of the woodwork, and it's kind of amazing to see how many people's lives she touched, you know, that we weren't even aware about, people that only met her once but remembered her forever.
She was very important to the village of Igiagig, the matriarch of the village. Why is that?
Because she ruled with an iron fist, and she didn't say no. I mean, she could say no. She said no a lot, and she put her foot down when she needed to, but she also listened really well, and she also was very supportive of all of her grandchildren do a lot of roles that she used to do, and she tells us all the time how proud she, you know, would be of our work or things we were doing, and always had faith in us that we would do the right thing, and you know, that is what really made her powerful. She knew right from wrong, and that was most important with her.
Christina, what about her background and her life? Did she gain these values? Maybe you can share a little bit about her life.
Well, she was born and raised in Kukoklik, on Kukoklik Lake area.
In a reindeer herding camp?
Yes, she was born into a reindeer herding family, and by the age of 13, she would be left alone to herd reindeer. Her father would let her and another friend manage the herd. So from a very young age, she knew hard work and responsibility. She would tell us stories of having to do dishes and laundry by hand and packing water by hand. And, you know, they lived without power. And all she knew was hard work and church. Her family was very religious as well.
She was devout her whole life.
Yes, extremely.
And I hear she had the opportunity to celebrate Easter just last weekend.
She went to Anchorage for Easter services but was not feeling well and couldn't make it to church. But she was admitted to the hospital and had pneumonia. But they don't think she died from pneumonia. They believe it. Her heart was beating irregular, and they said, they're fairly certain she just fell asleep.
Can you tell me about your anticipated funeral service? And from what I gather from down here, there's a lot of folks coming in almost a celebration of life mood, as much as they are there to mourn and pay respects.
Yes, this was all very tragic for us, and we did not expect this. And I had a really, really hard time pulling myself together. And today is probably the first day where I can kind of speak in complete sentences. We've gone days without sleeping, just being very upset. And she was brought home today, and I was able to see her. And her face is so calm, almost smiling. She just looks amazing, and I know that for my own selfish reasons, I'm very upset that she's gone because I wanted her forever. But I know that she's happy, and she is happy in heaven. I know it.